理课堂听 class.com。
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning in the USA.
Today on Tuning in the USA, we're in New York City at the office of the American Toy Makers Association. Susan Stewart has a meeting with Mr. Martinez, the president of the association. She tells him about her new idea. She wants to start a program to give toys to children in hospitals. But she needs help. She wants toy companies to give the toys. Maybe Mr. Martinez will offer Susan his help.
National Toy Makers Association, may I help you? One moment, please. There's a call for Mr. Donahue on line one. Hello, may I help you?
Good morning. Yes, my name is Susan Stewart, and I'm here to see Mr. Martinez.
I see you have an 11:30 appointment.
I'm a little early.
Please have a seat. I'll call him. He may be able to see you now. Susan Stewart is here to see you. Fine, I'll send her in. He'll see you now. His office is the first door on the left.
Thank you.
Hello, it's me.
Come in, Susan. It's good to see you again. Please sit down.
I'm glad you had time to see me.
For you, I always have time. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a marvelous idea. I want you to hear about it.
Oh?
Yes. There are thousands of children in hospitals across the country. Some of them are very sick, and they are spending months indoors and in bed.
Oh, I know about children in hospitals.
From your own experience?
Yes. My nephew was in the hospital with cancer. He was 5 years old.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, he's better now, thank goodness. But the poor child spent 8 months in bed.
And his own toys to him, right?
Yes, and he loved them. They were his friends, his world, his life.
Then you're going to love my plan. I want to ask toy companies to give toys to hospitals.
Do you think the manufacturers will want to help?
Yes, I think so. It's good publicity. And of course, everyone loves children.
You know, it might work. But who's going to organize the program?
I am. I'll contact all the children's hospitals in the country, and my volunteer helper will contact all the toy manufacturers.
That's a lot of work.
I have a computer, and I hope to have a very good helper, a very important, powerful, intelligent man.
Also very busy.
Oh, remember your little nephew.
Yes, of course. I'll gladly help.
Great! Now, how about letting me buy you lunch?
Well, since you're buying, I'm hungry. Let's go.
Let's study for a minute. How do you introduce yourself in an office? Listen to this again.
Hello, may I help you?
My name is Susan Stewart, and I'm here to see Mr. Martinez.
Listen to Susan one more time.
My name is Susan Stewart, and I'm here to see Mr. Martinez.
Okay, let's say you come to see me. My name is Mr. Lee. First you see my secretary, and she says,
"Hello, may I help you?"
What do you say? My name is... My name is, and I'm here to see Mr. Lee. Right. That's one way to introduce yourself in an office. Bye now.
And now, Act 2.
The This time on Tuning In the USA, we join Susan Stewart at Riverdale Hospital. Her father, Dr. Philip Stewart, works there as a children's doctor, a pediatrician. Susan tells her father and his young patient, Jimmy, about her new idea, giving toys to children in hospitals. She's excited because Mr. Martinez, the president of the American Toy Makers Association, is going to help her. Dr. Stewart loves her idea, and he offers some helpful suggestions.
Excuse me, nurse?
May I help you?
I'm looking for my father, Dr. Stewart.
He's down the hall in room 202.
Hello, may I come in?
Susan, of course, come in. Meet Jimmy Kronsky.
Hello, Jimmy. How are you today?
Fine.
Well, you don't sound very happy.
After 3 weeks in this bed, he's, well, a little unhappy.
Why is he here? Nothing serious, I hope.
No, not really. A broken leg with some minor problems, but he's okay. Next week, he's going home. Right, Jimmy?
I hope so.
Do you like tigers, Jimmy?
Yes, I do. I love to see them at the zoo.
Well, I have one here for you. And this one doesn't bite.
Wow, a toy tiger? Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
How nice, Susan. Where did you get it?
I had a wonderful meeting with the president of the American Toy Makers Association, Mr. Martinez.
And he gave you this stuffed animal?
Dad, he gave me 1,000 stuffed animals.
1,000? Wow.
We're working together on a marvelous project.
Oh?
We're asking toy manufacturers to give toys to children in hospitals.
Like me.
Right. But I have a problem.
A problem?
I have to contact all the children's hospitals in the country. Hundreds of them. I can't call them all on the telephone, and I'm afraid that letters will go to the wrong people.
Is that all?
No. We also need to find volunteers to distribute the toys. We can give the toys to them, and they can give them to the children.
Well, I have an idea. Send a letter to our professional magazine, American Hospital Magazine. Explain your idea. Tell them you need local volunteers. Maybe they'll write a short article with your name, address, and phone number.
Perfect. Thanks for the great idea.
Don't mention it. The goal is yours. I'm just trying to help. In fact, I'd like to help by organizing the program here at Riverdale Hospital.
What about me? I want to help, too.
Okay. You can be my assistant.
Wow.
And you're the best dad in the world.
What do you say when someone says thank you? Today, we're going to look at different things we can say. Listen to Jimmy and Susan again.
Wow, a toy tiger? Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Susan said, "It's my pleasure." More often we say, "You're welcome."
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There are many other things we can say, but "you're welcome" is the most common. Now, you try it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And here's something a little different.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for listening.
You're very welcome.
Bye now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.